It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today? It's Sunday again.
Yeah, you know, just looking out my window at a slowly melting blanket of snow.
You have a lot of snow there?
We got a decent amount, but, like, it's melting, so.
Happy November, you know?
It was, Friday
remember,
night,
remember
I believe.
The 5th of November. Well, I'm looking out my window, and I'm seeing a lot of planes fly by, because here in Chicago, we have airports. So, don't mean to brag, but somebody's got snow, I got airports. Just
we're
saying.
Yeah, they're the envy of the entire nation. The amount of airplanes they have there.
Not only do we have multiple airplanes, we have multiple airports, so...
I remember the last time I went down to Chicago and I saw one fly overhead and I was like, what are these flying machines?
Yeah, they're like cars, but they go in the air. It's amazing. They're like buses that go in the air. It's amazing.
Man, an Airbus? No, that's a ridiculous thing to call it.
I know. What was that plane that went really fast? The Concorde?
The Concorde, yes. They don't have those anymore.
I heard they're going to bring it back, but they're actually going to elongate it in case they get too many passengers, and it's going to be called the Concordian. All right, well, thanks for downloading this episode. We're not going to beat that joke.
That was a good variety of, like, dad lying to their kids story, because for, like, the first... two-thirds of it, it's like, oh yeah, okay, because you were like, they're gonna bring it back. I was like, yeah, they kind of do that with everything now, so I'm sure that it's like, oh, they're gonna elongate it. I wonder why
they're rebooting the Concorde.
And then as soon as you started to say, I was like, all right,
okay, this dumb shit. I love it. I love the Concorde. I love air travel. I haven't been on a plane in almost 10 years.
Really, that long?
Yep, last time I went on a plane was to Seattle after I graduated high school. Also, we graduated high school almost 10 years ago.
I've been on... Yeah, crazy, right? I've been on... I'm trying to think, including connecting flights. I think about 10 different planes this year.
You've been on 10 different planes this year?
That's including connecting flights, though. I've had...
I mean, yeah.
I've had round trip flights 3 times, and most of those had at least one connection per thing, so.
10 planes in 11 months, pretty good. Any of those the Concordian?
haven't had a chance to fly on one of those yet.
Oh man, you gotta try it, it's crazy.
I think those are for transatlantic flights, mostly.
Yeah, probably, but, like, if you gotta fly over the Atlantic, the Concordian's a good choice. We'd like to welcome our new sponsor, Boeing. Took me way too long to remember the name Boeing. I was like, what's that air, you know, the big air guys? What's the name of the
Boeing,
big air guys?
Boeing and their, of course, their jingle that everyone... knows to love and loves to know is let's fly.
Is that real?
No.
I was expecting a much more in-depth bit.
No, it
so
was,
I was like, wait, is that a real thing?
No, it was Boeing sounds kind of like Bowie, and so I just did let's dance but with let's fly.
Let's fly, that's good. Can you do a Weird Al of
on
Let's
the
Dance?
The planes they're making in the Boeing factory.
That's good. I love it. R.I.P. David Bowie. L.I.P. Boeing Air Flights. You know what I mean. L.I.P. means live in peace. Do you ever say words and then be like, why did I say that?
I know you do. I know that happens to you a lot.
Day. I do that every day. Just like, what's my brain doing right now?
Your brain's just like, nah, trust me, I got this.
No, it's good. It's going to be really good. Boeing Air Flights. Those are the words I want to use.
Oh, boy. Well, you know. Man. You know, maybe one of those Boeing Air Flights doesn't go so well. Somebody crashes on an island and, oh, you know.
And then has to push a button every 108 minutes.
That's yeah, not something. Even Desmond didn't even go on a plane. He took a boat. This is a Lost podcast. It's a joke that it's about Survivor. It's actually about Lost. Speaking of shows that take place on islands, Thomas,
guys, where are we?
Guys, where are we? We're 6 minutes into the episode. That's where we're more like, when are we? Okay. I can already tell this episode's going to be a mess.
LaFleur. LaFleur, oh my god.
Okay. Thomas, did you watch Survivor David vs. Goliath last night?
Yeah, I did. I did do that. That was the one where... That was the one where Charlie gets, you know, trapped in the station while it's flooding, and...
Did you hear what Charlie did?
What?
He bit my finger.
I hate you so much.
I don't know why.
I heard that he was a unicorn.
God, the mid-2000s fucking sucked, huh?
It was pretty bad. I think Charlie Bit My Finger was in the 2010s, though.
Charlie Bit My Finger? No, it wasn't. That was, like, one of the first YouTube videos.
Okay, maybe it was, like, late 2000s, then.
You know what? I am looking this up right now. Charlie Bit My Finger. That was my British accent. Charlie! 2007.
Child. 2007, okay.
I wasn't
technically,
even alive
that's
yet.
Late 2000s, but, you know.
Barely.
It's not mid-2000s.
Oh, my God. It's the middle of the...
No, it's not.
Last half of the 2000s.
What? That doesn't mean anything.
It means 2007. 2007-2008. The last couple years of our only good president. The episode this week was called There's Gonna Be Tears Shed. How do you feel about that episode title?
I think that was the working title that Prince eventually changed to It's Gonna Be Lonely. And I think it worked out, the changing the name.
I agree. I don't know why they said this, though, because at no point did they win tools to build a shed. So, I got issues with the producers of
this show.
Maybe
we just shouldn't do this week.
Why?
With how this is going.
I've had at least three very good jokes.
I don't know if people want to listen to a podcast that's just a series of escalating attempts of the host to annoy each other.
It's the best podcast about Survivor. I was listening to a Survivor podcast hosted by a person who's actually been on the show in the past and not the future, such as me. It's a lot better than this one.
What? No way.
I know. Can you believe it?
Who's it by?
Rob Cestrinino. He was on, I don't know, one of the early seasons and then another season later. And his guest host was Nick Mayo from Ko-Rong. Turns out, Nick Mariano, or however you pronounce his last name, excuse me, Nick Whole Foods, is a cool dude. Very charming, which I know we talked about a lot during that season, but continues to be true. So, when you're done listening to this shit, listen to that. It's good.
Only give it 4 stars, though.
Oh, yeah. Four stars only for that one.
Our podcast is the only one that gets 5 stars.
5 stars. Serial's ending next week, or I guess this week. It's Sunday now. So we'll be the best podcast on the iTunes store. You're welcome. Okay. We start off at the Tiva Beach. Allison says, life's just better when you don't have to go to tribal. Yeah, she's right. And then they see a couple boats come up, and they've merged. I didn't care for this. I don't care for this style of merge, personally.
No.
That was just like, they come to another camp.
I don't either. They gotta go up to Jeff, and Jeff's gotta tell him.
Jeff has to say, drop your buffs, or it's not a real merge. Oh,
yeah, this
twist.
Is bullshit.
What if this is a fake merge? They've done it before.
How would it be a fake merge?
I mean, it clearly is not, but there was one season a long time ago where they all moved to the same beach, and they thought they were merged, but they were still two separate tribes.
I'm just mad that the Stake Authority wasn't there.
Oh. Anybody who wants to isolate that noise I just made, feel free. Was the Stake Authority in charge of the Merge Feast
that season? I think they did that instead of the Merge Feast. I think Jeff was like, normally we do a big feast for the Merge. But
this year, the Stake Authority is here. I do
Who
love
was
the
it
Stake
that
Authority.
Gave themselves like horrible shits eating all the steak?
Oh my god, that was Old Joe.
Was it at Outback that happened to him? Or
no,
it was
like final five or six reward. He got like steak shish kebabs and was like,
"That's
it was
wasn't.
So
he just
good,
ate, like,
I couldn't
a million
stop
of
eating."
Them. Yeah, gave himself my meat sweats.
My favorite medevac of all time was it? I think it was that he couldn't poop. I think that was the issue. Not that he was pooping too much.
There's too much meat in there. He couldn't get it all out.
Yeah, that was Old Joe. Figgy was saying on Twitter during this episode, like, there's that scene where Jomo is like, there's like 10,000 calories on that table or whatever he says. And Figgy was like, he should know better than to eat too much on this show. I remember at the Merge Feast, I ate, like, one peanut butter and jelly sandwich and shit my brains out. I responded to her. I was like, yeah, he should know from Old Joe that he shouldn't eat too much. Because Figgy and I are Twitter friends, not to brag. Okay. So, Carl plans to make new relationships. Jomo expects that the original tribes will stick together. At this point, there are 6 Davids remaining and 7 Goliaths. Makes sense, given the Bible story. You know, the more I think about it, the more I do like this theme. The fact that the Goliaths do continue to have the advantage in the game, I think it plays well into itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I like it.
The Davids are definitely always the underdog.
Yeah, and I mean, that works. I mean, that's the game every season, but I don't know. It's good. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so then they have their feast, and Gabby expects an advantage somewhere on the table, but does not find one. Here's something I just thought of. Why don't they save the less perishable foodstuffs? Maybe there isn't any, but like peppers
or
something?
Yeah, they just had a bunch of cans of beans all over there.
Or I just mean like...
Your feast! Cans of green beans!
Look! We had to cut back a bit. That's why we've been in Fiji for 10 years.
Creamed corn.
Mmm, I love it. Here's some chicken noodle soup. Oh, man, I've got some chicken and wild rice soup in my cupboard. And, you know, I don't like soup very much. I think it's a travesty of a food.
Explain yourself.
I don't like that soup is liquid. Because that makes it a beverage, in my opinion. It's not. It's not an entree.
Stupid fucking idiot. Can't believe how dumb you are.
Maybe I feel like I deserve that.
Jake, how do you feel about drink while yogurt? Please bleep that again.
I will.
Do you consider that to be a food?
Yeah, because there's more consistency.
But what about that? It has the same consistency as like a bisque.
Bisque is not a soup, though.
Yes, it is.
It's like a cousin of a soup.
No, it's a type of soup.
I mean,
it's a cousin of soup in the same way that your cousin is a type of person in your family.
Yeah, but, like, we're not the same. We're not the same. We're cousins. You know, cousins.
This is like saying that there can only be one kind of soup.
There can only be one. Okay, let's get back to the episode. Gabby expects there to be an advantage somewhere on the table, but nobody finds anything. I don't know if they missed it or if there just isn't one.
I think they were maybe just messing with them because that, like, everything you need for a perfect merge or whatever thing, I was like, yeah, there's definitely something behind there, and there wasn't.
You would think, because there always is, but I guess not this time. I think it's good. I think the fewer advantages in the game, the better. Makes the advantages that are in the game more effective and valuable and interesting. Looking at you, Triple H. Angelina, Carl, and Jomo whisper about Alec flipping on Natalia. I think Kara and Carl should form a twosome, and their alliance name can be called Cara Maria.
Carl Maria?
Carl Maria. Why isn't Cara Maria on Survivor yet? I guess they haven't really made that. Nobody's made that jump yet, but God, I just need one person from one of the shows to jump over to the other show. They've done it with Big Brother on the challenge. Why not Survivor?
Yeah, they've had someone from Big Brother on Survivor as well.
Yeah. Why is Big Brother the, like, feeder for these shows now? Like, I don't know anyone who actually watches Big Brother.
Yeah, cut out the middleman. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Carl complains about Elizabeth as usual. Nick tells Christian that Dan has an idol. Dan and Kara reunite, and Dan tells her about his second idol. This is a stupid move. He should not have done that.
No, it's not very smart.
No. So
especially because he throws up a bunch of red flags to her immediately afterwards that he's going to play like an idiot. So
yeah, he strikes me as a
he's not a good player.
No, he's actually playing the best game. Haven't you heard?
I just love the idea, like, the fact that one person. I mean, are you going to get to the thing where his name gets brought up?
Yeah. That's
We can talk about that then.
Yeah. So Dan has two idols at this point, which is nerve wracking. There are two other advantages in the game that have yet to be played. Do you remember what they are?
There is the advantage to counter an idol.
Yep, the nullifier. Do you know who has that?
Carl does, I believe.
Correct. What's the fourth advantage in the game right now?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I also didn't remember. And then it just popped into my head. I was like, oh yeah, that guy has an idol. Davey has an idol still.
Oh yeah.
Davey, who's had, like, two lines all season,
he's
has
done
an
nothing,
idol.
Yeah. He's getting the, who was it last year that stayed in really long despite never having any focus on them?
Oh, everyone except for Dom, Wendell, and Laurel?
Well, yeah, but I think there was one person that literally didn't, like, one woman that didn't have a talking head until, like, the episode she got eliminated.
Angela, Angela was the older woman, fuck. Libby? No, not Libby.
No.
Chelsea.
Yeah, I believe it was Chelsea.
I watched a clip from Ghost Island last night. It was like a compilation of stuff. I don't remember what it was. But there was a clip from Ghost Island, and it showed like four people, and I was like, who are any of these people? I've already forgotten their names.
These aren't. This is not Dom, this is not Wendell, and this is not Laurel, so I don't know who it is.
It's like, I don't remember what I was just going to say. I completely lost it. Okay, let's continue. Kara says, we've got the golden ticket. Great. We got the golden ticket. Remember that? The Goliaths make a plan to pick off the Davids. Alec and Christian agree to work together, and Alec says, it's my time to triumph. They keep teasing us with lines that make me think Alec is leaving this episode, and then he never does. And I'm annoyed.
I don't know how I feel about him as a player.
I was impressed by him this week. He did a lot more than I expected him to be able to. He made what is looking to be the dominant alliance going forward. So that's interesting. Whether or not he can continue with that success remains to be seen, but the fact that he could pull all those people together and, like, get them all on the same page so easily, I was impressed by that. I don't know if I like him, but I was impressed by him.
Yeah. It's kind of a little move.
Yeah. Elizabeth notices Dan and Kara whispering in the night and feels threatened by their twosome. Allison tells Mike White that she and Alec are Goliath strong for at least the first two votes. And I'll have you know, my phone, while writing these notes, auto-corrected first two votes to Forrest two votes. I think that's very funny. Continuing. Mike White wants an alliance of six people, which we already discussed. Alec aligns with Gabby. So now there's a new alliance that has been deemed the Strike Force 6. How do you feel about that alliance name?
I don't like it.
I didn't think you would.
The okay. Troops Alliance.
Am I wrong to think that if the Troops played Survivor, they could be the most dominant Survivors of all time?
I think that's a perfectly reasonable assessment.
So, who all is in this? Mike White, Alec, Gabby, Christian, Allison, and Nick? Is that all of them?
I believe so.
I thought Jomo was in this alliance, but apparently he's not. That's your guy, man.
That's my guy.
Neither of our guys are in this alliance.
Who are your guys?
Who are your guys? Okay, Christian calls it a counterinsurgency amongst the initial tribal lines. I know we have our issues with Christian because he's a fucking nerd, but I think having a secret alliance beyond tribal lines is very smart, and I don't know why more people don't do it.
Yeah, I wish I had an answer. It seems weird that they don't.
Yeah. Mike thinks it would be smart for them to keep up appearances and to vote off two Davids first before any Goliaths. Elizabeth, meanwhile, tells Carl and Nick about Dan and Kara's relationship and then tells Alec. Alec tells Dan that Elizabeth is making moves against him, and he says, "You put my name out there, I'll show you what I can do. She's got to go." And then he, like, storms off, and it's...
He gets so mad about it for no reason. Like, the idea that, like, he's like, what have I done for anyone to mention? Like, you're in a position of strength. You haven't had to do anything. People recognize that stuff.
I think...
He thinks he's playing so well, and he hasn't done anything.
He's found two idols, and he lost, like, 300 pounds. So, that's something, too. Dan used to be fat, Thomas. Did you know that? Dan used to be a fat...
He managed to find some idols, which, you know, good on you. He played to do that. But he hasn't been in a position where he's had to do anything.
Who did he find his first idol with? Kara, obviously. And was Angelina the other person? Or was it Natalia? I think it was Angelina, wasn't it?
Might have been.
Because she was like, not enough women find idols, so let's go find an idol, me and you, Kara. And then Dan comes up and is like, look what I got. It was me who found the idol, a man. So that's good. Okay, let's get into this immunity challenge that I liked a lot. They stood on a pedestal and swung a pendulum around a wobbly structure. They were not allowed to stop the momentum of the pendulum or fall off the pedestal. I thought it was cool. I liked it a lot. Did you like this challenge, Thomas?
I liked
Thomas?
It a lot, yeah. Jeff basically explained my feelings about it, which was, when he was talking about it, he was like, you know, it's kind of challenge that, you know, requires specific skills that you can't really train in your backyard, and I liked that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I thought it was very cool. One thing I liked a lot during this scene was when the music got really intense, the pendulum, they edited it in a way that the pendulum would hit the structure on beat of the music. I don't know if you noticed that, but it was very cool.
That's some good editing.
I would say rewatch it. They always put the challenges on YouTube in full, I think. Rewatch it. It's very cool. Because it happens, and it seems to happen by accident the first time, and then as the music builds, as it swells, it's like it becomes more obvious what they're doing with it, and it's cool. Whoever's editing this season's doing a real good job. So Allison wins the challenge. Great. She says her family is going to be so proud of her. Thomas, Allison might win this whole game.
Yeah, maybe.
I could see it happening. Back at camp.
That's why both of us wanted to pick her and picked her.
We did, but there were rules against it. So we just couldn't. If we had been allowed to, I think we both would have picked her. But we just made that pact that said we can't both pick Allison, so neither of us can. That would be unfair.
That's what it came down to. We both wanted to pick her so much that it was like, you know what?
It just canceled each other out.
Just neither of us should be able to then.
Yeah. Back at camp, Dan wants to take out Elizabeth, but Angelina wants to take out Christian first because he's a bigger threat. Angelina uses military language, which she thinks the Goliaths appreciate. Dan says specifically in a talking head he does not appreciate how she's speaking. Which I found
was Dan funny. Actually in the military, or is he just a cop?
He's just a cop.
But then why? Like, he's like, her husband's in the military. She's not even in the military. It was like, you're not either. You're a cop.
Cops are kind of like domestic armies.
I mean, that's domestic what the National military. Guard is, but sure.
Yeah, the National Guard's like super cops. I'll have you know, I did almost say cops are domestic terrorists, and that wasn't going to be a very good joke, so I didn't say it, but I do believe that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's, we don't want this to be the kind of jokes where people just like, it's like, oh, you're right, and then they clap.
Thomas, how did we go through all of October with Dan, an actual cop, and at no point say
Coptober?
Cocktober?
No, Coptober.
Oh, Coptober. Cocktober is a different thing.
It's a different thing.
No, I was going to say, at no point did either of us say, Boo Lives Matter.
God damn it.
Okay.
This podcast is over.
Fair. Okay, Gabby explains to her fellow Davids that they have to act desperate and appreciative if the Goliaths try to work with them in any way. At one point, Gabby says, it's so on theme, which I liked a lot. I like Gabby a lot. I don't think she's going to win, but I like her. Hot take. I like a very likable person on this show. Alec then says to Allison, and then also Dan and Jomo, we could take out Angelina right now. Later, Jomo tells Angelina that they've switched the Goliath's vote back to Elizabeth from Christian. She walks off complaining to Jomo that she wasn't part of the decision. And then, here's where it all happened. This was the big thing. She finds Elizabeth and tells her that it's going to be her tonight, and sucks up to her, and then in a talking head, Elizabeth says, I came here to win Survivor. She didn't say Uh-oh. She was confident, but not a great thing to say. Before leaving for Tribal, Gabby says to Elizabeth, what if we tell the Goliaths that Angelina is spilling their plans and we take out Angelina? I think she also says, let's blow it up at Tribal. Which gets Elizabeth excited. Pretty good episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Pretty good season. At this point, we would talk about wildlife shots, but I don't think there were any this week.
I don't really remember much of anything.
I watched it live, so I feel like I might have missed some things because I was taking notes at the same time. Because I usually watch it online later. But yeah, I didn't see anything. So do better next week, Jeff. I know you can still edit the episode. Does Jeff edit the episodes? Jeff Probst, I mean.
This is a question that has vexed Survivor fans for decades now. So
literally,
we still don't have an answer.
There's no way to find out. I know that I see Jeff Probst's name in the credits a lot.
It's one of the industry's best-kept secrets.
Who edits Survivor? Jeff Probst. We have to assume it's Jeff. He does everything else. Okay. Angelina says... Oh, at Tribal Council now. Angelina says the Goliaths want to stay united. Elizabeth says that that's not true and then tells everyone that Angelina spilled the beans. Oh, she spilled the beans and the creamed corn. And all that soup. Angelina's spilling all that non-perishable food. Thomas, I'm going to need you to respond to my very good callback. As if I don't get the recognition, then I'm just going to power through these notes, and that's not fun to listen to.
Thanks, I hated it.
Okay, you're welcome. Allison says Angelina is already trying to do jury management. Then, for whatever reason, Gabby starts crying. Angelina says they're just trying to...
Gabby is one of those people that just cries a lot.
Yeah. There's one every season. Gabby starts crying, yeah. Angelina says they're just trying to fracture us, and then Gabby says... Yeah, of course. Obviously. That interaction was very funny to me. Like, yeah, of course we're doing that. That's how the game works. It's good. Good show. Throughout Tribal Council, people are getting up and whispering to each other. Angelina says, I'm excited to vote Elizabeth, and I hope our team stays strong in that.
Can I say, by the way, yeah. I hate that shit, and they've been doing it a lot this season.
Oh, getting up and whispering?
Yes, I hate it.
I don't care for it. It's like the advantages. Like, if it happens sparingly, it's cool, and it's effective, and it's exciting. If it's every episode, it's like, why didn't you guys talk about this at camp?
I think that you should not be allowed to do it.
That used to be the way it is. The way it was. There was a season... like a single digit season, I think, where somebody asked if they could get up and have a private conversation with another contestant, and Jeff was like, no, the whole point of Tribal Council is to get everything out in the open. But what season was that? Game Changers? They started getting up and talking to each other, and now that's just the norm because Tribal is live. This show fucking sucks. I hate it.
Friendship ended with Survivor.
Now Big Brother is my best friend. I haven't watched Big Brother since, like, 2001. Never forget. Okay, so they vote. Elizabeth votes for Angelina, and then everybody else votes for Elizabeth. How'd you feel about that, Thomas?
I was surprised, to be honest.
Yeah? I was, too. I was fully expecting Angelina to go, and I was
I thought Angelina
very
was
nervous.
Going. I picked Angelina to get eliminated this week, didn't I?
Let's see. You did. I picked Angelina to survive through Final Tribal Council.
Oh, that's why I picked her. It's because you picked
her. Yeah.
I was almost right.
I was tempted to pick Angelina, Allison, or Elizabeth going into the merge. And
obviously you couldn't pick Allison.
And I couldn't pick Allison.
Because we agreed.
When you go into the merge, you have to play by the rules. And the rules are...
It's not a democracy.
It's not a democracy. You have to play by the rules. The rules are you can't pick Allison. I was going back and forth between Angelina and Elizabeth. And I am very glad I picked Angelina over Elizabeth. I would have been so mad if three episodes in a row I lost all three of my people for the season.
Yeah, picking Elizabeth over Angelina would be like picking Jeff Probst.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my god. Thomas, I'll have you know, I have to edit this podcast on this new computer, and it's with Audacity, and I'm not used to Audacity. I'm used to editing things on GarageBand, but I don't have that anymore. So
you're already worrying about one Audacity. You don't need to worry about the audacity of me to say my name.
Fuck you. I just flipped off my microphone. Okay, let's get into the points. So as we have already discussed, Angelina survived, so I got a point for that. Ooh, now I'm at 15 points. That's all of them. That's all the points I want. Hey, but you know what they say. 15 going on 50.
How many points did I win, Jake?
Well, Thomas, you got a point for Jomo surviving. You got a point for there being alcohol at the reward, which, by the way, listening back to our last episode...
Didn't I say cocktails?
No, because I was an idiot and asked you to specify if you meant cocktails or beer or alcohol, and you said alcohol, which...
That's on you, buddy.
I know. That's my own fault. We can't do that. That's like saying... Like a pork
product.
Yeah,
you're like saying there's food there.
Yeah. It's like, we can't be that general. You need to be more specific with foodstuffs and
drinks.
I'm
more than happy to. I just took the opening that was given to me.
And I applaud you for that. That's totally fair.
They had wine there, right?
I know specifically they had beer. They probably did have wine as well. I think that's usually there. I think they have champagne on the last day, probably. That would be weird to have it at the merge.
Yeah, it would. That wouldn't be that weird. Everybody's celebrating getting to the merge.
Yeah, but it's not like the final thing. Like I don't know.
I mean,
I don't,
for somebody it is.
Thomas, here's the thing. I don't really want to discuss champagne and when you should drink it right now. So let's just continue.
Champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends.
Gonna murder you. You've got 21 points. Hey, you've got enough points that you can drink some of that beer at the Merge Feast. Okay. So, what's going to be the next reward? You know, now we're getting into the good rewards because it's single player games. That's not what that phrase means, but you know what I mean. What are they going to eat or drink or do? For the reward.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this one. So they just had the feast.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think that maybe it's not going to be like a food thing. Mm. Have they gotten coffee yet? They did,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yes, I remember at one point in this episode, Mike White said, I would love a soy latte, as he was making himself coffee. Or somebody was making coffee. So they do have coffee. How much
best
coffee
soy latte
do they...
that you've ever had in Mike...
Do you think, you know, they only give them a certain amount of rice? Do you think they also only give them a certain amount of coffee, or do you think they replenish it throughout the season?
That is a good question.
I can't imagine, like, coffee grounds out in the heat, out in the sun, all day for a month are gonna stay good. But also, maybe your standards
are
lower.
I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
You can just leave it in the shade. I mean, it's not like they're setting it on the beach in the sun.
Sun-dried coffee grounds. Sorry, I've been thinking a lot about sun-dried tomatoes over the last couple days, because they're delicious. So that's why that was in my brain.
I'm going to say that... Oh, man.
Come on, Thomas, there's only so many things in the world.
I'm going to say that we get hamburgers. That's what I'm
Ooh,
going
good choice. I'm going to... I'm such an idiot. I almost said water.
You know what? I'm going to say... Sorry, just to clarify, and I think either of us should be able to say this at all times. I'm going to say burgers, just so that we avoid any dumb attempts to avoid points on a technicality.
Right. Let's just run through the rules of the point getting again. Rules are, you can't pick Allison at the merge, unfortunately. And
rule
if you,
number one.
If you say cheeseburgers or hamburgers, you get the point either way. Whether or not
there's cheese. We're not trying to make this. Turkey burgers, I will accept not getting. But if you're trying
they specify that they give them turkey burgers.
How disappointing would that be? Like,
I love a turkey burger.
Turkey burgers are fine, but they're just a slightly drier version of a better thing.
Yeah, I like turkey burgers because I think they complement whatever you put on them more than a beef burger would.
Yeah, but the beef burger's flavor is better, so.
Yeah, but I'm not a huge beef fan, to be honest.
Jake, try this on for size.
Okay.
Turkey burgers. Okay. How do you feel about that?
It's fine. So you're saying burgers... Okay. Ever since you said it's probably not going to be food, I'm thinking, what would it be then?
Usually it's like they go do something, but I can't really... The thing with that is it's really hard to predict what they go do.
I mean, I feel like they don't do a lot of stuff
anymore.
They do,
like, spa days sometimes, but yeah, it seems like that less and less they actually go do stuff, yeah.
God, I keep thinking back to that reward in Cambodia when they went to those ruins.
Yes.
That was so cool.
Think about that, the riding the tuk-tuks.
Tuk-tuk. Is it tuk-tuk or tuk-tuk? I think it's tuk-tuk. Tuk-tuk is what you do with your shirt.
yes, my mistake.
I'm going to stick with not what I said last week, because it was a bad choice. I looked at that merge feast so much looking for fried chicken. Didn't see any anywhere.
None to be found.
I'm going to say cookies.
Okay.
I feel like we haven't gotten cookies yet this season, and they usually do. Okay, reward challenge winner or recipient. You know, only 12 people left.
It's true. I'm just going to go with Jomo.
Fair. I'm going to stick with Gabby. I think she's got the most best relationships. Immunity challenge. Who will win the immunity?
I'm also going with Jomo.
That's obvious. Come on. Pick somebody cool. Like...
Well, I did.
Yeah, he is cool. I watched some of his matches from Impact Wrestling this week. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's good.
Who will win immunity? That's a question I'm asking myself. I'm going to say... I'm going to say Angelina. We're just sticking by our people.
On ourselves here. Yeah.
One of us is going to take the lead this week. Is that all of the things we have to predict? Oh, no.
We have to predict who gets eliminated. We have to
put it out, yeah. Okay, Thomas, make your pick.
I think that Carl is gone.
I was also going to say Carl. But, you know, that's not fun. So I'm going to say a little guy known by us as Jomo. We are still waiting on Gabby and Christian to turn on each other, so whenever that happens, one of us will get a point for that. Okay, so that's all the points. Unless you had any other predictions, since you're up by a million points already.
Want to add some more? I think I'm good.
Okay. How do you want to hear about what happened on the challenge? A show that is still going on.
I mean, you can do that quickly. I'm more interested to hear what happened with Are You the One.
Okay. Cam and Kaylee face off against Brad and Kyle to win their way back into the main house. Cam and Kaylee won. Bananas and Tony face off against Shane and Nelson for a place back in the house. Bananas and Tony won.
Of course they did.
Then they had a challenge. The last place team was eliminated immediately. Sylvia and Joss won. I think they might win this season, honestly, which would be cool because they're two nice people. I just want nice people to win these games that I watch. Are there villains on, like, Price is Right? No, right? It's just nice people winning.
Yeah, people want the nice people to win.
Like, Jeopardy, I feel like you get villains sometimes. Or just annoying people. Who, I guess, are painted as villains in the context of that show.
But you also get, like, a Ken Jennings sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, man, Jeopardy heroes versus villains...
Ken Jennings versus Arthur Chu.
Oh, is Arthur Chu an asshole?
Yes.
Yeah. But there's three contestants. So Arthur Chu is the villains. And then Ken Jennings is the hero. And then the third contestant in the middle is a true neutral person. I'm going to cut that joke out. I don't feel very proud of it. It didn't work. I phrased it wrong. Okay. The people who lost this challenge were Cam and Kaylee.
No.
My favorite team left in the game lost. Oh, and also now there's no Redemption House, so it's... How many fucking people are even left on this show? 10? Maybe 5 teams left?
How are there still that many people?
I mean, they're teams of 2. What's this season called? Final Reckoning? More like Final... Shut the fuck up, Anine.
How long has this season been going on? When did
Far
it start?
Far too long. Like May? July, sorry.
That's still really bad.
Yeah. Although, I think I figured out why they're making this season so long. The prize money is $1 million. So they, I think they're trying to get that ad revenue.
I see.
I don't know how accurate that is, but it makes sense to me, and I don't really care enough to look into it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, there's 5 teams left. And I like two of them. Two of the teams. I don't really care about one of the teams, and I like half of one team, and I hate the fifth team. So that's good. So that's the challenge. There's probably 2 episodes left. Okay, Thomas. Didn't get to it last week because I hadn't watched the episode yet, but on Are You the One, the finale of the season, season 7, the worst season they've ever had, these people have never gotten more than 4 beams at a matchup ceremony. So this was their last chance to get all 11. And they did.
Okay, the way that you were phrasing it, I thought they were probably going to get it.
Yeah, I was... All season, I was like...
How did they pull it off?
They just did the math at the last possible second. And then they were like... I don't know. I mean, I think probably the producers had a hand in it.
Yeah.
Because there were far too many options. But they like, went around and did the thing where you, like... go week by week and sit with the people you sat with and figure it out like that way, and then they paired off and see if there was a connection. It's like shit that you should be doing every week. Anyway, put me on that show. I'm far too old for it, but I would win in like 5 weeks. Anyway, new hashtag, Megan wants a million, trying to get Megan Hauserman on Survivor. We should probably be tagging in our tweets, all of them, so she knows.
Just so she knows.
Just so she knows we're talking about her. you can follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN. It's the initials for the show, you know. You can follow me at Jake Scheidel. That's my full name. Well, sort of.
You can follow me at THOM_not_TOM. So Tom, not Tom.
And that's your ropes Twitter, right?
What?
THOM_KNOT_TOM. Oh, Thomas, I forgot to tell you. Found out I have a kid this week, so now I'm only doing dad jokes. That's why there's been so many this
week. So happy for you.
Thanks. I'm allowed to do a lot of really awful jokes now, and that makes me pretty happy. Just for the record, I don't have any kids.
As far as I know.
Yay, wink.
I hate everything that just happened. Okay, review us on Apple Podcasts. As Thomas mentioned earlier, 5 stars only. If you're not going to give us 5 stars, why the fuck are you listening? Is it cool to alienate our very few listeners?
Unless this is your favorite podcast, you need to get the fuck out.
Also, there's a David podcast. By the end of the season, I want to be your live podcast. We're halfway through the season. I want this podcast to be huge by the end of it. And it's, we're not growing in the way I was hoping. So tell your friends about the show. And the other thing I want you to do is have a great summer. You can't say it at the end. I'm just going to cut it out.
Deuces.
I used to think that I should walk. watch TV.